So, joining me from a much, much sunnier place than I'm sitting in my living room right now in the beautiful island of Malta is my co-walker from the walk we did back in May for Anna Kennedy Online. I'm dressed up in my Walk for Autism. He looks like he's got such a wonderful view behind him. Godo, welcome back to the podcast. Wow, look at where you are.
Hello, Richard, and hello, everyone, all the way from sunny Malta. It's
Lovely.
absolutely scorching here. There's a heat wave at the moment in southern Europe, and we're on the 40s. So at the moment, you get in the shower, come out, and you're baking straight away. But it's all lovely and all good, mate.
You look so refreshed and so happy. We have got to mention here now that we don't work together anymore, do we? You've gone
We
on to part.
don't, sadly, we parted ways only when it comes to work, because friendship forever for me does exist, and you, Richard, are one of the people and your family that will be friends forever, no matter where we are in the world, mate.
Beautiful. That absolutely, and it goes that way. So we'll tell people why we're here today. So me and you went for a little walk back in May, didn't we?
We did. We went for a stroll from, Leicester to Watford. Yeah, very, very enjoyable one.
Yeah, and I just wanted to get on there today to just talk about it because I did a podcast episode where I've talked. We did like vlogs of the walk and all that, but I just want to hear, just want to talk about it because it was such a great event. As of the moment, including bucket donations, including GoFundMe, and including a generous gift from your old employer, my current employer, Ocado Foundation, we're looking at about £2,500 that we raised for Anna Kennedy Online.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, the generosity of the people in that walk in May blew me away. I will be honest with you, mate. I've done several walks, but that one in May, the way the people contributed through various ways, not just through the fundraising, but also through the well walking, support walking, that completely blew me away. And that's something that I will never ever forget, Richard. Never.
No, absolutely, and it was, and it was a wonderful weekend. I have to tell this story. So, I finished a walk, and I ended up laid up for a couple of weeks with tendonitis. You got up the next day and took Lola for a walk. How did that happen? How did we get two different ways after that walk? What happened to my feet?
To be honest with you, Richard, when you planned the walk and we knew with the distance we were doing, I was thinking, right, so for Richard, it will be a new territory. I'd done a couple of similar, maybe a bit longer. And I'm thinking, right, how is Richard going to prepare? But what impressed me a lot, and I'm not saying that this because you're here in front of me, but what impressed me was the level of preparation you did for it, the practice walks leading into it. It wasn't just one or two, you did a few. And then on the actual walk days, the 3 days, I could see you progressing and getting stronger. And that encouraged me, who was already an experienced walker, to see you being so determined. But on that last day, I've never seen someone so determined to finish a task like you did. And that was very, 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 very inspirational to me, even though I did walks before, And this is a good message to people out there that can hear us talking at the moment, that you can do something to make a difference. You don't have to be, don't have to be Mo Farah, you don't have to be Linford Christie or Usain Bolt. You are capable of doing things that are suitable to your capabilities, and you can't just sit there and not do it. Just go out. It's so enjoyable and rewarding. It's very rewarding, mate, as you probably found out yourself.
And it was, and I remember you told me about your walks you've done, and I remember you saying things to me like, you'll do it, you'll get up the next day and you'll go again. And at the time, you're like, yeah, but when you get to that moment, but what we were blessed with as well, with people joining us. I mean, we had Anna at the end, and Zoe, my wife,
Oh,
and Leah's
amazing, mate. Amazing.
family, Lufa Bliss at OBE. So we actually now walk
Yeah.
with two OBEs, Godo. That's what we did, you
We
know.
are, we are, we are. And the important thing was also with that walk, which I found personally very, very rewarding, was Obviously, 85 miles on 3 days, approximate 12 hour plus days walking. It does affect me as a 58-year-old. And you wake up after your final day and you think, right, we need to go back down now to Watford because we're going to have a little tour and stuff, which was lovely. But waking up then that morning, I was thinking, oh my goodness me, you know, you do feel it. I'm not going to say you don't feel it because we're all human. But what really, really impressed me, empowered me, was the finale we got in the walk. From the moment we met Luther, your family, and the mayor, and the MP, and a lot of well-wishers, and your family, to walking through the center, and the reception we got, thanks to Luther, and then in the finale, to the statue of Graham Taylor, and the reception. You know, and that to me, the next day when I woke up and I thought, you know what, it feels good to actually have done that walk and did it for autism and for Anna Kennedy Online. And, you know, we had such kindness from Kelly, for example, with the sponsored gear, you know, so we had all these different things happening, which was a walk which you organized and I wanted to support you as a colleague. But it ended up me feeling as good about it, most probably as you did, you know, and that for me is something special, right? And I thank you for including me in that, you know, I really do.
Look, I could not have done this without you, and you know, this is why I wanted to talk today. But something that I really enjoyed from walking with you as well, your energy is immense, but you were asking me questions about autism, which that was part of what it was about raising awareness. And you said to me before that coming from Malta, it's not something that's really spoken about as much, but you've had a bit of an education from me. Is that fair to say, like with your kind of understanding of autism? You've done some fantastic things with children and cancer, but this was obviously something different, was it not?
Yeah, it is a different subject, yeah, children with cancer. But what I learned about autism from you and from your family, and from something we're going to talk about soon, you know, the awards night, hearing the success stories that Anna Kennedy inspires, you know, people to achieve, you know, it's something that, like you said, in our Maltese islands, you don't hear a lot about, and it needs to be spoken more about because it is existing even here in this island, you know. So you learn a lot of things that you wouldn't have known before the walk, you know. I'll be honest with you, I came in to support the awareness blindfolded. I didn't know much, you know, and I knew you, your family, but that's all I knew. But then when you start to meet people and to talk and to hear, and it's important to hear a lot as well so you can learn, you know, that for me was very, 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 very rewarding and educational as well for me personally as a granddad now and as a dad, you know, and at the end of the day, it made me want to even do more, even though my, if you like, specialty is children with cancer. It has inspired me, and I'll say this hand on heart, thanks to you and thanks to Anna and Kelly. It's inspired me to, yes, I will help my colleague again. If my colleague wants to do something different next year, definitely say yes for me, mate.
Brilliant stuff. And I do want to go on to the we talked, you just mentioned the awards night, so that was something that we were invited to. But just want to also make a massive shout out Darren Lemon, Dave Carman, Sharon Foster,
100%, mate.
Just the people that was in our lives that again just popped up, just for even if they walked 500 yards.
Yeah, definitely, mate. And you know what? What's important that you mentioned my now ex Aquado colleagues, their presence was so important, you know, with Sharon and we had Vlad as well at one point, you know, and you know, the thing is, I would like to give out a message to them now, you know, because the farewell I got from Aquado colleagues, the farewell I got from Ocado management, that I've got to say at hand on heart, you know, and the letter from Chris Satterley, who was my line manager, he was amazing. I didn't realize that they appreciated what I did for the company at Milton Keynes. So hands on heart, thanks to them. But what I want to say is the amount of love that was shown on the final night when we went out, you know, and it was something that you know, will live with me for a long, long time. You know, I did not expect people to do that and go out of their way to say a proper farewell, you know, Godo, on your new beginnings and stuff like that. And yeah, I will shall definitely miss them, but their presence in the walk was so inspirational. You know, they were amazing, you know. They just came out there and gave us a hand and helped us out. And, you know, it was one of those memorable events that is, you can't take it off from your memories, you know. It's one of those that will live there, you know.
Definitely. And yeah, absolutely. And again, thank you for those really kind words for people that do know both of us, of course. So we were blessed, once we finished it all, we were blessed that we were told that we were able to be, we were going to be invited as guests to an Anna Kennedy Online Autism Hero Awards night, which was held in the Chelsea Harbour Hotel in London. It was a black tie do. We looked very nice in our little bow ties and tuxedos, didn't we? And joined by Zoe, my wife, and Sophie had to join you because at the time your lovely
that was unwell. Yes, unfortunately, unwell. Yes.
But we were then that was enough for us. Is that fair to say? That was enough for us as a kind
yes.
of thank you. But it didn't end there, did it? Do you want to tell them what kind of happened and how it just?
Yeah,
made
the thing is. The last time I wore a black tie event with a black Vicky Bow, if you like, and the suit and everything, was in my wedding. And you know when my wedding was, because you were born right here. So that's the last time in 1985 I had a black tie event. So fast forward 37 odd years or how long that was, to be just invited to be part of that such a brilliantly organized event, where you felt so special. It's a little bit of a shame that my wife Colette was a massive supporter of what the things I do, couldn't be there. She was definitely gutted being unwell, but Sophie replaced her very admirably, and she really loved it. But to be sitting there in such a magnificent surroundings amongst a lot of autism champions, my IL, you know, and we read and heard stories about their achievements, which is amazing, and I'll send out all the love and congratulations to each and every one of them. But then to be called on stage and be awarded with our own award, that is kind of, where did that come from? Anna Kennedy, when you're hearing this, where did you get that from? It was one of those moments. I'm not an emotional person, you know, it's very hard for me to get emotional about anything, but that moment, you know, I felt like getting on that stage that my knees were going to give way. You know, it was like jelly, you know, it was like, hang on a minute, we just walked 85 miles, but I can hardly walk onto that stage. And it was like, you were having your little say about things and all your thank yous. And then the microphone, because I was thinking, oh, Richard's talking only, brilliant. Because the moment was, oh no, I can't talk. My knee's not feeling right, you know, I'm like, and then suddenly, like the microphone, and I said, "Rand," and I thought, "Ah!" And but I think Sophie was my judge that night. What I said, and she recorded it. And she said, "Dad, given what the circumstances were that you were put on the spot, I think you did fairly well." But what an amazing thing! And I will always thank Anna and her team, Joe, Lisa, and the fantastic team that she has. I will always be so eternally grateful. So much so that I heard that through the grapevine that they might be having this children's event in Watford in August. And I sent an email last night and saying, if you need a volunteer, Godo's going to put his finger up for that one. Because I was very impressed by everyone, Richard. You know, everyone in that team is very, very special. And I hope they get the most love and most respect they can ever get from everyone, mate.
No, absolutely. And yeah, you said it right. It was a room full of people that were just inspirational. And, you know, to even share the stage with some of those people. And you said your knees were jelly. I was speechless. And when you do podcasting for a living, when you have to talk, and you know me better than lots of people, speechless isn't something I normally am. I've normally got
it. It is not, mate. It is not. Definitely not.
But yeah, as I say, it was fantastic. And, you know, yeah, Anna's got an AKO event going on at Vicarage Road. And again, you know, and that's the beauty of the charity that we have worked for with this, because they are always there to help people, and you know, and but they need people to help them, and that's what charity is all about, isn't it? And again, you know, I've spoken in admiration in the past at the work that Children with Cancer have done, and the kind of two-way street they've been with you. And we had that with Anna as a charity, didn't we? Had it wasn't just a nameless charity. They've been involved with everything we did with the walk. And again, you mentioned Kelly with the kits and all that. She's an ambassador for Anna Kennedy Online. And it's got such a community way, hasn't it? And it's such
yes, it has, good. Mate. And you know what? And I've always believed this. And if you take it from, let's take it away from the charity for now and put it in real life and real businesses and companies. I think the people that make part of any team, I think the leader of the team sets the example. And when you've got a great leader, that great leader inspires the people that are working alongside that great leader to achieve successes. So let's get back to Anna Kennedy Online Charity. And this is my honest opinion. A great leader to me is Anna Kennedy. She inspires people. Her team get inspired. You can see it in the evening that we're invited to, that the team, her team are special people. And she inspires them, and she's inspired me, a newcomer that didn't even know about Anna Kennedy a few months ago, you know. And one thing that I always remember is that when I was doing one of my walks and I was asking for people whether they would send video messages of good wishes, Anna Kennedy was one of the first to say, yeah, I'm going to do it for you. And she did not know me from Adam. So to me, a great leader is that lady there, and she inspires her team and everybody. And yes, they will continue to create success because the team is doing a fabulous job. That definitely, mate. It's all about the leader, isn't it?
Mm. Well, yeah, well said. And as I say, you know, we've known over the podcast, we interviewed Anna a couple of years ago now, and you know, it's been such a lovely thing. One thing I do want to go, because obviously I want you to get back and enjoy that wonderful sunshine in Malta, but we want to give people a little teaser, but I want you to kind of go with it how you want to do it. You gave me a little idea the other night that you've been thinking about that maybe we might be doing next year. Now, before we go into that, I do want to say we need to wish you great luck, because you're also doing, you haven't finished doing anything for this year yet. You've got a marathon coming up in October, haven't you, for Children with Cancer?
Yes, of course. And
let's mention that said first.
So when you had asked me if I'd be interested in supporting your walk, and I thought, right, so I do maybe the maximum two walks per year, because I did one in my island of Malta before. And I thought, oh yeah, that's a great idea. I want to support Richard. He's a great lad. We'll do that. So then after that, I was thinking, right, what's my event for Children with Cancer UK for 2023? And the team at Children with Cancer UK, God bless them, they're so such a lovely team, and I say hi to them from here. They had the idea to ask me if I'd be interested in doing the marathon as part of their team. Now, we all know that the London Marathon is very well known, and people actually have to send a donation to put their names down, and then they get drawn in a lot. And if you're lucky enough, you're one of those that will take part. But the charities have their own teams participating in the London Marathon. They've got an allowance. And I was lucky enough and privileged to be offered a place, which I immediately took it because it is a bucket list moment. Not only to run one marathon in my life, but to run the actual iconic one, which is the London Marathon. So that came about, and that obviously came about. And I started the training a bit soon after our walk, which, you know, it's a bit more challenging when you're running 10 miles and then trying to increase it, because it's a different kind of physical endurance, if you like. But I will get there, you know, I will get there eventually to do the 26 miles and finish it in an admirable time. I'm not going to be a fast finisher, but I will finish it in an admirable time. But again, you know, there's some support coming from some really important people, which I will be revealing soon on my own website and social media. I'm one of them that's going to launch my campaign is one of the most popular, famous British athletes for a long time, you know, and a double gold and double gold Olympic, European and world champion. And I've got a message from this guy giving me some tips and saying good luck, Godot. So that will be released very soon. But yeah, you know, the love you get when you're doing events like this, like ours, Richard, with the walk and all the ex-footballers and, you know, really famous faces that wanted to send this message, you know, without any obligations, because they believe in what you created in the walk. They believe in what Anna Kennedy Online are doing. It's very rewarding and it encourages you to go in and do more events, you know, and go and do better things, you know. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that marathon. But also in my head was, I need to support you again to do something for Anna Kennedy, because of the way that team, the impression they left with me as a person and my family. And yeah, I think, you know, next year we should do something big. You know, we had a football themed event, didn't we, this year, kind of, because it was stadium to stadium. Watford FC and Leicester FC were so lovely to us and so kind, you know, to us. You know, I can never forget that, the welcome we got from those teams. And then I thought, oh, what another football related event that's challenging and enduring, and that me and you can be part of, but include a lot of our colleagues who we know and friends who we know, you know, they want to be part of things that you're doing, you know. And yeah, you know, I think I fed you a bit on an idea, and I think you kind of thought, right, yeah, it sounds really good, you know, if we can get it organized. And I won't give any details now, obviously, but it is a very exciting event that will include, you know, both. It will include people from work or people's families, you know. It will include Anna Kennedy Online and the people that she works with as well, you know, and they can be involved, you know, with their children and you know. So it's a very exciting thing, I think, because if we manage to do this in 2023, and I really wish to God that we do, we're going to bring together a much wider team, I feel, with this type of event, a much wider people where everybody can join and probably can mix, and everybody can be as one in an event like this. So yeah, very, very, although I'm in the sunshine now and all I'm doing is sitting around and then getting very hot and then drinking it off with some cold beers, that is definitely something that's very, very exciting, mate. Very, very.
Yeah, thank you. There's some great little hints, but you haven't given anything away. But we want this to be big. And when we do launch it, we are going to try and launch this to get this as big as we can. That's it, isn't it? Because we want to raise as much money and awareness as we can. Yeah. And we've got an idea. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to Inside the Orange. Stay
definitely
tuned.
Definitely, guys. Godot. This is going to be, all of you listening out there, if you've ever supported us with anything like walking with us, or if you've ever contributed or you've donated, and thank you for all the support, both Richard and myself as Team Godot do. But this is something you can actually physically take part in. And that will be something very, very rewarding also for you guys out there. So yes, Richard, keep it under wraps. You know what to do with it. You know where to take it. And I will be there. And we will do it together, mate, you know. Me and you and the whole community who will join us for this particular event.
Brilliant. And mate, as I say, I want you to go back and enjoy that sunshine. I know you see your family in Malta and everything like that. It's absolutely brilliant. I want to take this time to say that the walk wouldn't have happened without you. You know, you are my brother. I love you. I think you're the best guy in the world. And even though, like you said, we may have moved on in terms of careers, but we are brothers forever, and that's friendship.
One thing I want to assure everyone with this event for next year is, don't worry, we're not going to take you away and bring you all the way to Malta. Obviously, we would love to have you out here doing this out here, but yes, it will be something which will be local to the UK, and yes, it might involve Malta in a little way, but we can't reveal just yet. It's in my sleeve, and Richard doesn't even know about this, but it might be something which will involve Malta in a little way, but as part of the event in the UK. So you got to stay tuned. Richard, I want to say thank you so much for connecting with me this morning down here in Malta. I was looking forward to this chat, actually, because I haven't offloaded yet about the walk. You know, I haven't really spoken publicly about it because it's obviously an event that you had organized. But it was lovely to do that, mate. Really lovely.
And as I say, I wouldn't have done it with anyone else. Go and enjoy that sunshine. Go and enjoy the family. And we will speak soon and we will reveal more in the future, won't we?
Yeah. Bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Rich, again, thank you. Keep doing what you're doing, mate. Remain on the right track, and which you are. And we're going to be close, mate. No matter what, obviously, we're going to be close going through the summer and into the autumn and winter, mate.